Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I want to talk to you today about listening like a child. Listening like a child. Doesn't that sound fun? Listening like a child. One of the most beautiful things that about children is they just believe whatever you tell them. A small child, if you say, we're going to have ice cream today, they believe you. If you say, we're going to the theme park today, they believe you. They just believe. They take you at your word. They don't have doubts. They just believe what the parent says. It doesn't have to make logical sense. It doesn't have to make financial sense. It doesn't have to make scheduling sense. They just believe it. The parent says it, and they believe. God wants us to have faith like that, faith like a child, that when he says something, that we take him at his word, that we believe what he says, just like a child believes a parent. When he says he's going to bless us, we believe it. When he says he's going to protect us, we believe it. When he says he's going to heal us, we believe it. God said this through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 55:11. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. Can you say that with me? Always produces fruit. When does God's word produce fruit?
Always.
Always. It always produces fruit. That means we can always depend on it. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. So God just has to open his mouth and speak the word, and you know it's going to bear fruit. It's always going to produce. It's always going to deliver what he wants it to do. So God's word always accomplishes. So we have to trust his word. We have to learn to trust his word like a child. There's something powerful about the word of God, something powerful about standing on the word of God, and believing with everything you've got, believing with the sincerity and purity of a child. We don't need to put our flawed logic on top of God's word. We don't need to put our doubts on top of his words. We don't need to put our life experience on top of his word. His word must stay pure in our heart like a child, a pure belief of what he said. So here's the challenge for you. Don't let your experience and your reason cloud your judgment in regards to the word of God. When it comes to God's word, approach him with faith that is pure, that is sincere, like a child. The word of God does not need to be measured by your limited life experience. That would be silly. Why would any of us measure the word of God against our life experience? But oftentimes we do, right? We say, well, I know the word of God says this, but maybe it means something different because my experience has told me this. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have to let our life experience catch up with the word of God and not depend on our life experience to interpret the word of God. That's where we fall short, when we're using our life experience to interpret the word of God. We only have 120 years max to gain life experience to understand something so profound as God's word. We have to take him at his word. What God said is always true. So the challenge is, can we develop faith that sets aside doubt, sets aside reasoning, and pursues God with a childlike trust? It's work to have faith like a child in a world that is skeptical. We live in a skeptical age. But our challenge as Christians is to put that skepticism to the side and just take God at his word. Matthew 18:3 said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. God wants us to exercise faith like a child, take him at his word, live by his word, regardless of what the world looks like. No matter what your experiences look like, no matter what your circumstances look like, Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we live by believing and not by seeing." This is the life that we've chosen. We've chosen a life that we trust what we believe even higher than the circumstances that we see around us. It's not about the way things look in your life right now. It's about the faith that you have in God. It's about the faith that you have in a heavenly Father and that you take Him by His word. Live by the word like a child. Childlike trust. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not, don't depend on your own understanding. Seek Him, His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." So this is what childlike trust looks like. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? "Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." So I want to have that type of trust, that type of faith in Him, that when He says it, I can take it to the bank. As a father, to all my fathers here today, I don't know, you've probably noticed that a child never forgets a promise that you give them. They might forget their chores. They might forget any other number of things, but they will not forget what you promised them. When I say something, I make a promise to my kids will hold me to it. It doesn't matter if it's a rainy day. It doesn't matter if we had a big spending week last week or last month. If I said that, they're going to hold me to what I promised them. When we have faith like a child, God actually invites us to remind Him of His promises. That's what it says in Isaiah 43:26. God invites us to bring His promises before Him. So like a child, we can remind God of what He promises us. Not because He forgets what He promises, but He desires us to approach Him with His word and with His promises. There are some promises that require nothing on your part. God said it, He's going to do it, that's the end of it. But that's actually a minority of the promises of God. A majority of the promises of God, they take some action on your part. It's a two-way street. It's a relationship between us and God. If you do this, then I will do that. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will. Right? And so it's an if and then. And so God wants us to understand sometimes there's action required on our part to come before Him like a child, reminding Him of His promises. So there are things that require the consistency of bringing God's promises before Him. And Jesus lays this out actually very well in Luke 18. I'm not going to read the whole portion, but basically Jesus is talking to His disciples about how to pray. And He said consistency is important. Right. It's like a woman and an unjust judge. The woman continues to come to plead her case, to say, "I want justice in this area." But the unjust judge doesn't give it to her at first. But when she comes with consistency, continuing to bring her case before the judge, He says, "I have to rule in her favor, because if I don't, she's going to wear me out." And so Jesus' conclusion to that whole story, that whole parable, is how much more will your God in heaven, and it's implied, who is a just judge, respond to your prayers and petitions. So God is looking for consistency, like the persistence of a child. When we continue to come before Him in prayer, when we continue to come before Him reminding Him of His promises, it pleases Him and it causes things to change in our lives. There are certain things that God is waiting on you to do. Certain promises He's waiting to release on your behalf But he's waiting for you to have persistence like a child. I've noticed another thing. A child will repeat back to you what you have said. Ever notice that? If I ever lay out the rules in the house, I say, look, it's going to be like this. And then if I forget those rules, the kids will quickly remind me, these are the rules. Now, in our house, we practice the Word of God. We read the Word of God. We rehearse the Word of God. And I tell my kids the Word of God. And funny thing is, sometimes they tell the Word of God back to me at the most unlikely times. Yes. Right? Yes. So a child will repeat what the parent says back to them. A kid is going to repeat what you've told them, and sometimes you might not want to hear it, but they're going to repeat it back. Childlike faith is this. It's repeating back to God what he has said. Childlike faith is taking on the vocabulary of the Father. It's taking on the ideals of the Father. It's not what I know or what I think. It's not about my opinions. It's, can I begin to talk like he talks? Can I begin to take on the characteristics of the Father? Can I begin to follow after the Father, to repeat the Father? Just like a child is a little recorder of the things that you say, God wants us to approach him like that. He wants us to repeat his words and his character. He wants us to be like him. Leviticus 19:2 says, give the following instructions to the entire community. Somebody say entire community. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. A child will emulate the father. A child will emulate the parents. A child will become like the parent. The old idiom is, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We are meant to speak the things that he speaks. We are meant to act the way he acts. We are to have the same character that God has, to be holy as he is holy, to say the things that he says. And that's something, because we already have an established vocabulary when we come to Christ. So there is a reprogramming to say, I am going to learn a new way to talk. Going to learn some new things to say. I want to take the Word of God and make this the thing that I repeat. The whole idea of being Christian is to be like Christ. So at the end of the day, it's about becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's about saying, God, help me wipe out the things that I was and that I was doing so that I can be like you. We are to look at our Heavenly Father with childlike faith, saying, Daddy God, I want to be just like you. Yes, we are steeped in our imperfections, but our hearts should yearn to be like our Heavenly Father. Yes, we have work to do. Yes, we have imperfections, that flaws that we're trying to work through. But our heart is, how can I be like my Heavenly Father? I want to say the things that you have said. I want to do the things that you have done. I want to have the characteristics that you have. I want to remind you of the promises that you've spoken. And I want to trust you like a child. I want to have faith like a child. Would you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you. You're challenging us to make it simple again. In a world that is increasingly complex, you're inviting us into a simple relationship with you. Not a book of rules, a book about relationship. Not something that is complicated, but something that is about a simple pursuit of our Father in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power and the glory forever. God, let us hide your word in our heart that we don't wander off. Let us hide your word in our heart that we don't drift away. God, we want to have faith and we want to follow you. We want to trust you like a child. And as we're praying today, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted a little bit in my relationship, but I want to reconnect today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. Amen. There's something about reconnecting with him, reconnecting with the faith journey. There's something about when we say yes to Jesus, everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. If you lifted your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for showing me the path back to the Father. Thank you for dying on the cross to give me a second chance to wipe out my sins and restore a relationship with my Heavenly Father. I'm sorry for the times I've drifted, the times I've sinned, the times I've failed. Jesus, forgive me. I need your help to live a life that pleases the Father. Give me the strength. Give me the guidance to do that. Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.